Shortly before he enters Jerusalem, where he will be crucified, Jesus is revealed to his disciples in a mountaintop experience of divine glory called the Transfiguration. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 17th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah, talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them. And from the cloud, a voice said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up and do not be afraid." And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you. Amen. Grace and peace to you from the one whom we listen, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We've spent the last four Sundays in our gospel lessons in the Sermon on the Mount, one of Jesus' primary teachings in the book of Matthew. And now with the lectionary, we take a big leap forward in the life of Jesus. Jesus has been teaching and performing miracles. He has foretold his death. Peter has proclaimed him the Messiah and then is rebuked for improperly understanding what that means. And now Jesus is on the mountaintop and is transfigured. Next, Jesus will go on towards Jerusalem, where he will be crucified, but still teaching and healing along the way. Now on this mountaintop, we have some heavy hitters. If there are some bigwigs in the Bible, these guys are it. We have Moses, who led the people out of slavery in Egypt to the promised land. He was one who spoke face to face with God, and he brought the law to God's people. One might say that Moses represents the law. Then we have Elijah, a major prophet who called for Israel to return to worshiping the one true God. He also performed many miracles, and on his last day was whisked away in a fiery chariot. We might say that he represents the prophets. And then we have Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah. God in the flesh, whose life and death and resurrection are God's saving act for all of humanity. And rightfully so, Peter wants to build a temple or a tent, depending on how you translate it, for each of the three. He wants to hang out with them. He wants to worship them. He wants to be there. But God intervenes and says, "Here is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Listen to Jesus." Now, it's not that Moses and Elijah aren't important. God here is naming Jesus as the divine authority. And if we go back a few weeks and we look at Matthew 5:17, where Jesus says, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill." To fulfill, if you remember, means to complete, to realize. Jesus has come to fulfill the law. the law and the prophets. Jesus is the fullness and the realization of what Moses and Elijah represent. So God tells Peter, James, and John to listen to him. God continues to instruct us to listen today too. Now, we probably won't hear that in a cloud or a big thunderous voice as we've seen depicted through movies. But Jesus is still speaking to us nonetheless. One of these ways is through the Word. That's a capital W, Word being the second person of the Trinity, Jesus. And we hear that primarily through Scripture, the Bible. And there are three questions, I think, that are really key that I want you all to hold on to this week as you go from here. The first one being, what does Jesus say and do? What does Jesus say and do? Who does Jesus reach out to? Who does Jesus reach out to? Why does Jesus give attention and help to them? Why does Jesus give attention and help to them? And it's in the Bible that we hear these answers through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. What, who, why does Jesus say and do what he does? We ask these things in our own individual studies, and we ask them as a community gathered, because the faith journey isn't a solo one. And once we've heard God's word, the Holy Spirit guides our listening as we listen in the world around us, in and through each other, sometimes in the most unlikely places. What about Jesus is being proclaimed and accomplished today? Who is Jesus reaching out to through others in our day-to-day actions? Why is Jesus' attention and help at work there? Jesus is very much alive and acting in the world today. God instructs us to listen, seeking out Jesus' handiwork. Then, when we're touched by Jesus, we can get up. We rise up like Peter, like James and John, with the promise not to fear. And we go forth telling everyone everything we've seen, because Jesus has been raised. He's no longer told us to keep this a secret. He's told us to go all in all nations and proclaim the good news, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We go telling everyone that God is at work in the places where the world suppresses. God is at work in the places where society rejects. God is at work where the public has turned its back. Because that is where Jesus is at. I think we can all agree that the world is in a crazy place right now. As a faith community of believers, Jesus has something to say to all that. Jesus speaks to the chaos. Let us listen. Listen for the sake of him and for our communities. Whether it be our community here at Faith Lutheran, whether it be the Briarwood neighborhood, Little Rock, the state of Arkansas, the United States, or the whole entire world. Let us listen for the sake of him and our communities. Now, we're going to disagree. We're going to disagree on the interpretation of what is heard. But let us agree that the best way to understand God is to look to Jesus and to listen to him. And let that be the roadmap on our journey. Jesus is the only way we can get closer to what God has intended for us. Jesus is the divine authority to lead God's people. Jesus is the Messiah whose life, death, and resurrection are God's saving act for all of humanity. Amen.